It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keno Go, now in Victoria. Up to 20 million can be won every 3 minutes. Gamble responsibly.
The Kogan Money Credit Card. A great value card with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Summer Breakfast. Sam Edmund, Simon O'Donnell with you as we tiptoe into the month of February. It is the first day of February in the McCafe menu today. Dean Vickham and the Melbourne United coach not too far away. Darren Buff, Lehman, Scoob's old mate will join us. Brisbane Heat assistant coach as well as the BBL gets towards the nitty-gritty. Tracy Gaudry, the event patron for the Melbourne to Warrnambool, the iconic cycling race that's on this weekend. And Daniel Horsfall will bring us up to speed with the injury to Nick Kyrgios as his manager. Questions without notice as well. All brought to you, of course, right here on SEM Brekkie by the Kogan Money Credit Card. Packed full of value. Big story dropped in the Herald Sun last night, Scoob, written by Mick Warner and Mark Butler concerning Taryn Thomas of the North Melbourne Football Club. And it reads that multiple women have detailed allegations to the AFL of harassment and threatening and intimidating behaviour by North Melbourne star Taryn Thomas. The newspaper reports that at least one of the women has been provided with a psychologist by the league after being hospitalised as a result of an incident last year. The AFL have said that the behaviour alleged to them by the women concerned here was quote-unquote family violence, and they offered to facilitate meetings with detectives from a family violence investigation unit. The allegations are really serious. They come off the back of obviously Taryn Thomas being charged this month with threatening to distribute an intimate image following a three-month police investigation. Now, that's a separate issue. That was involving another woman. With these particular women that the Herald Sun are reporting on, the allegations against Taryn Thomas include telling a woman he wanted to beat her and calling her names that we can't repeat on air, throwing a lamp at a woman in a hotel room, sending threatening text messages, a verbal and physical altercation at a Paran nightclub. So these are the allegations that have been made, and only allegations, we must stress. Thomas, the complainants say, has faced no disciplinary action from the league or his club over his alleged conduct. That's the state of play at the moment.
You said they're family violence. It comes under a category of family violence.
That's what the AFL has said, according to the newspaper.
That means it's going to be sisters, cousins, aunties, relations of.
Yes. Well, that's how I would define family, yes. Now, my question to you is this, though. The AFL, when has it ever looked like a police? I'm assuming these people, these women have gone directly to the police. And if not, then why not? I mean, the AFL wouldn't strike me as the place to be making these sort of allegations, given the serious nature of them. They need to be investigated by the law, not by league employees. So clearly they're this is a criminal matter. Wouldn't you go to the police? Surely you go to the police first, and then the AFL fall in behind the police investigation. Surely.
I agree. I agree. And the AFL taking on board to manage this situation, if it is a family matter, gee, that's really broad brush stuff from the point of view of, you know, if something then happens down the track after you think, you know, everyone's happy and walks away in a manner that's, you know, the problem is solved. Something happens later on. That's something you don't want on your shoulders.
What are we expecting of
party to that?
Well, what are we expecting of the AFL here? That at the end of the day are a sporting body. I mean,
I'm
are we expecting
them to
be judge, jury, and executive? Well, they have done. They said a comment here from an AFL spokesperson given to the Herald Sun said, any allegation of threats of violence against women is unacceptable and his behaviour that the AFL takes extremely seriously. The AFL has worked with Victoria Police regarding North Melbourne player Taryn Thomas, and after receiving some new information put to us by the Herald Sun, the AFL reached out directly to those persons known to us. The AFL has investigated all formal complaints where appropriate, and where there have been allegations of criminal behaviour, have facilitated contact with Victoria Police, who are the most appropriate body to investigate allegations of that nature. But if I'm feeling like these women are feeling and these things have happened to me, I'm going straight to the police.
Not to the AFL, not to North Melbourne.
Well, that's another. You're saying they've just reported it to the wrong authority.
Well, I would have thought so. That's how it looks. I mean, I'm assuming.
But at least the AFL have now said, take it to the right authority. We'll take it for you on your behalf, and you'll be contacted appropriately.
Clearly,
at the appropriate time for this further discussion.
And as I said earlier, I mean, that's separate. It is a separate issue involving another woman that threatening to distribute an intimate image, and that was a police investigation that lasted the better part of 3 months. I mean, all that aside, though, this is a concerning situation for Tarryn Thomas, obviously, for those around him, for those close to him, for his football club and for the AFL, an undoubted talent who clearly Scoob would appear to have some issues that he needs to work through, doesn't he?
Interesting, some of the texts coming through, the family violence, just a more catch-all word for domestic violence.
Or relates to people in significant relationships. Yeah.
Wife, girlfriend, de facto.
Yeah. Guys, the league also has a code of conduct. What they don't have, though, is the stand-down clause that the NRL have obviously adopted there. So with the AFL, we get ourselves into these situations, don't we, that it's innocent until proven guilty, and people are able to go about their day-to-day business until proper process has been followed by, in this case, by the police.
So what does the club do here?
That's a very, very good question. I mean, do we need to hear from the club? Do we need to hear from Sonia Hood? Do we need to hear from Alistair Clarkson? Do we need to hear from Jen Watt, the new CEO in place here?
Well, surely they would do an initial investigation or have an initial discussion and make some recommendations on how to handle it from a club point of view. I mean, it's damning if the club say nothing and if something untoward is proven down the track and these are allegations at present, well, it doesn't make the club look any good for allowing that player just to be part of the same environment while these sorts of things are being accused and being investigated.
Ash,
what do
is
you
in,
do there?
Yeah, well, let's hear from Ash. He's been waiting on the line in Brunswick. G'day, Ash. Good morning to you.
Hi. I'm just calling, in relation to this issue. I'm just really sick and tired of hearing the men on SEN talk about allegations like they're not real. Can we start believing the women first? Can you start condemning the actions of these men?
Well, they are allegations at the moment, Ash. They haven't been proven. They haven't, to the best of our knowledge, in this specific case, haven't even been properly investigated by police. So we have to describe them as allegations.
You don't even understand the dynamics of family violence. You're questioning why it would be a family violence incident. It's interpersonal relationships. If you guys don't have the expertise or the understanding to talk about these issues in relation to believing women instead of this covering up of men constantly, you know and I know why women don't go to the police.
Ash, we're certainly not covering up for Tarryn Thomas, but what they are at the moment are allegations. That is a fact, is it not?
Yes, but you need to start to treat the women's allegations seriously and believe in
them. We're talking about it on the radio, Ash.
It's just, no, you're saying, they're constantly saying the allegations. You're questioning why they've gone to the AFL. You're shaking your head and
Yeah, so we're saying they're so serious. I would be going directly to the police, Ash. I'm pretty sure I've said that multiple times. So that's certainly not sweeping under the carpet as best I can tell. And we did mention that he's already been charged with that count of threatening to distribute that intimate image in a separate case. So by saying they're allegations, we're not discrediting the allegations. We're not saying they're untrue. We're not saying they're fabricated. We're saying they're allegations because that is what they are.
Yeah, it's not. You're coming. It's just. It doesn't come across as in any way supporting the women at all. And again, it just comes across as a push away the lines. I will play it down. We'll see how the investigation goes, and then nothing comes of it.
No, absolutely not playing it down. If we were playing it down, Ash, we wouldn't be talking about it on the radio, and we wouldn't be addressing it straight out of 7 o'clock, which is where we traditionally talk about the biggest issue of the day. I mean, I disagree with you there. Family violence. We're not legal eagles. We're not police. We're not investigative. We don't have investigative powers or abilities. All we're doing is simply discussing the news as it's come to hand. And legally, as far as the seats that we sit in here, we have to describe them as allegations until they've been proven otherwise, Ash. But obviously, you're welcome to have your say any time you like. And she has, so we'll let her go. Off the text, Ricky from Port Melbourne. Hey, boys, I wonder if the media are going to hang Tarryn Thomas out to dry like they did with Jordan De Goey. I doubt it. Well, Ricky, pick up the Herald Sun today, you might be proven otherwise. Jack's in Chirnside Park. Morning, Jack.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you going?
We're well.
That's good. I just wanted to respond to that previous caller. It made me feel rather uncomfortable. I get what she says, but I think the whole fact that you guys are talking about it openly it's a real step forward, taking these allegations very seriously. And you're right, Sam, they are allegations, innocent until proven guilty. And this doesn't mean that you don't believe women. I didn't agree with that. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that take. I just wanted to come on and quickly just sort of, from my point of view, I think the police, the AFL, North Melbourne, and yourselves, openly talking about this on radio and bringing it to the forefront, you are believing the women, but you are waiting until justice is served. Made me feel really uncomfortable, and I hope, and it's nothing personal to that woman. She's clearly upset, and I respect that. But, I just wanted to come on and say, I don't agree with everything she said, but, I think you guys are taking it very seriously, and we're having a very important discussion on air this morning. So, thanks, boys.
Good on you, Jack. We agree with you completely. I mean, it's top of our mind that these sort of things should be discussed. I think Dylan might think the same thing from Black Rock. G'day, Dylan.
Yeah, morning, Simon. How are you, mate?
Good.
Yeah, that's good, man. I'm actually a family lawyer who works in this space of domestic violence a lot. And so just to put some clarity to it, when they say the family violence contact centre, as people have said, that's right, it can be an intimate partner or a boyfriend, girlfriend, something like that. That's where that family violence section comes from. But I completely agree with, it is an allegation at the moment. You have to call it an allegation until it's proven. I understand the previous caller had a separate issue with respect to believing women. That's one issue in itself. And the fact that these are allegations, until they're proven, you boys would be potentially up for all sorts of other issues if you were just to believe, just to agree with everything that was put forward and say these actions have happened.
Yeah, so, that's what I was trying to explain, Ash, Dylan, to be honest, that we legally are prevented from obviously doing that, and we have to wait until proper process is followed and the matters are investigated. So I appreciate your call, Dylan. Thanks for clearing up and clarifying a couple of those things. This text came in from Pete in Point Cook. Good morning, Sammy and Scoob. Jordan DeGoey was stood down indefinitely by the Pies when awaiting to face assault charges, so shouldn't Thomas be stood down by North while these serious allegations are investigated? Pete, to the best of my memory, Jordan DeGoey had already been arrested in New York for that particular incident at a New York nightclub. So they're quite different set of situations. Jordan DeGoey was, though, ultimately stood down. Taryn Thomas, you mentioned the club, North Melbourne. They did release a statement after he was charged by police, Scoob, a couple of weeks ago, and they said that that was the threat to distribute an intimate image. And the club said North Melbourne has informed the AFL's Integrity Unit and the AFL Players Association on both matters. The club will continue to work with Thomas regarding behavioural expectations. North Melbourne will not make any further comment at this time. Would you like to hear from them now, though? I think we need to hear something, a statement or something from the powers that be at North Melbourne addressing it.
Yep. I don't think you can let this fester any longer than it has to. I mean, I think North would be keen to put some clarity around this new situation. Is it part of what we heard from 2 weeks ago? If it's an add-on from that, that seems to be the case. If it is the case, well, they've got to act accordingly and talk about it as they did another allegation of a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I think they have to, for their list's sake, for the nature of what we're talking about here, they have to show that they are taking this extremely seriously.
And my only argument was the AFL are a sporting body, right? Let the police investigate criminal allegations as they are, and then the AFL fall in behind that like they do with everything else. Tony's in Craigieburn. G'day, Tony.
But yeah, you can't condemn a guy until you snap innocent or proven guilty. It's just, we live in a society where, not acceptable behaviour. That everyone has a right to fairness. So we just have to hear the facts and just let the authorities deal with the situation. And yeah, you're 100% right. The police probably should have been involved earlier. but it is what it is.
Yeah, and I hope they have gone to them, Tony. I mean, it doesn't say they have or they haven't. All it is them complaining at the moment that the AFL aren't taking action that they would deem appropriate for the allegations they're making. Just before we get to the break, let's go to David down in Launceston, who wants to talk about the Kangaroos and the role they might be able to play from here. G'day, David.
Good morning, guys.
What's your take, Dave?
I think the response to SEN, I think you guys handle it really well. You look back at the Hawthorn incident that's ongoing, the way that was addressed by all the media, but SEN in particular, I listened a lot to, was really strong. I just think maybe North Melbourne will take their time with their response. I mean, maybe they're a bit... I think all clubs will be gun-shy on how they respond to these sort of allegations now, just obviously with Hawthorn, the way they're going about, that's still ongoing. And they don't want to jump the gun here and respond in a wrong way. And maybe clubs are gun-shy on how they handle this.
Yeah, it would be a difficult one for the club to navigate, David. No doubt about that. I think we need to hear something from someone, though, at some particular point throughout the day off the back of it. We'll see how it plays out. The lines are open, 1300 736 736. Not a subject matter we enjoy talking about, but we felt it absolutely necessary today. The Temper 40 Wings text 0433 98 11 16. Scoob.
Catherine joins us from Flemington. G'day, Catherine.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm trying to bring some calm to the frustration that the other caller had. I haven't read any of the story, and so I don't know, and I don't know if I think we need to clarify if those women have gone to the police. But the reason that frustration and anger was clearly in her voice, and I understand why you have to use the term allegations. I'm trained to be a journalist as well, so you're doing the right thing there. But when we hear these stories, when we see things like the occurrence of Brittany Higgins, she went to court, she didn't get justice. We see every week women dying because of the family violence issues in our community. This might not be at that end of the scale, but we're so frustrated, so tired, so disappointed by our institutions that don't act. This just feels like another, I can imagine, this might feel like another one where it's being swept under the carpet, and that's where that frustration comes from. But going to the police doesn't mean justice gets served. There are too many instances, and men who get justice from the system don't understand why, A, you wouldn't bother, and B, it's actually more frustrating to go to them in the first case. So when we ring up and get really angry, that's because as a society, it doesn't come out in women's favour very often. Whether the facts ever get known fully, or whether the system allows the prosecution to find ways around, criminal charges being laid, a lot of women just go, why would I bother? I might try and go to the club first. I might try to go to AFL first because they might have some better powers than the actual justice system do. So just trying to bring that perspective to your callers. And having someone say that they were frustrated or uncomfortable, we're pretty uncomfortable too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Catherine. And thanks so much for calling in and adding some... putting some meat on the bone for it as well. I mean, our only issue was that we weren't trying to sweep it under the carpet. I mean, I reject that allegation strongly, hence the reason we are talking about it. You can continue to if you want. There's a lot of other footy topics to get to today as well. This is a serious one. Happy to continue that if you would like to as well. 1300 736 736. The Temper 40 Wings text is 0433 98 11 16. We'll take a break and back on Summer Brekkie after this.